Y'all can be seated. Praise the Lord. I like that song. I like it. You know, used to say our God, but I like to sing it my God. In fact, they didn't even know what I said, but that goes along with my sermon tonight. You know, God has a plan for all of our lives. The key is, are we following that plan? And if we are, then it's because we can declare what we can do with God's help. You know, Redemption Act took place over 2,000 years ago. God's plan for mankind. But we have to learn how to walk and to function in that plan. You know, there's some things that God tells us in the Word to do, and if we don't do these things, how can we expect Him to bless us? Hello? It's when we follow God's instructions that we come up with how we can receive from God. Now, I'm just going to take a little bit here and just do a little teaching on from Psalms 18:29. This is David. Psalmist David declaring some things. Psalms 18:29. For by you I can run against a troop. By my God I can leap over a wall. Now here David is declaring what he can do with God's help. Actually, he's declaring this before it's ever happening. Now, the New International says, with your help, I can advance against a troop. With my God, I can scale a wall. The God's Word translation says, with you, I can attack a line of soldiers. With my God, I can break through barricades. The Good News says, you give me strength to attack my enemies and power to overcome their defenses. And the Voice translation says, with your help, I can conquer an army. I can leap over walls with a helping hand from you. See, we've got to learn to declare what we can do with God before it ever happens. See, God is a God that does that. In Genesis, He said, let there be light before there was light. In Genesis 17, He called Abraham the father of many when he didn't have any. In Judges 6, He called Gideon a mighty man of valor when he was scared to death hiding from the enemy. And in Romans 4:17, we know God calls those things which do not exist as though they did. You see, if we're going to follow God's plan for our lives, then we have to learn to speak the way God speaks. We declare the promises of God even before we see them. We declare what will happen with God's help before it ever happens. We declare what we can do with God's help even before we do it. You know, you read over in Philippians, Paul said, I can do all things through Christ which strengthens me. He's making a statement ahead of time. I can do all things. It doesn't. Somebody says, "Oh, that's spiritual." No, it doesn't say about that. It includes spiritual, but it includes all things. Now, David declared he could overcome the opposition of his enemies that were coming against him. Now, let's look at the first part of that. Look at the first part of that that verse. For by you I can run against a troop. Now, the Albert Barnes notes on the Bible says, this words translated run against there means to rush upon in a hostile sense with violence. You know, you don't go out to fight unless there's some violence involved. You know, I spent 3 years in Uncle Sam's Army. I understand some of that stuff. Now, the word troop here, according to Strong's Concordance refers to a crowd of soldiers, an army. Now, Albert Barnes goes on and he gives his notes here on this scripture. The idea here is that David had been able to rush with violence upon his armed oppressors, that is, to overcome them and secure victory. We see David speaking here, probably literally referring to his natural enemies, because as you read about his life there in the Old Testament, he had lots of enemies. And then as a king, he had enemies. So we got to take the attitude toward our enemies, which is the devil and his cohorts. We've got to begin to declare that we can run through the opposition, even when it looks impossible. Remember, David went up against the giant, and remember, he ran to the giant. He didn't wait for the giant to come to him. Go read it over there. He ran to the giant. Well, that's why that's what he says here. He run through a troop. Well, that giant was about like a troop. You know, here, we got to realize that even when it looks impossible, we can declare with God's help, we can do it. Amen. You know, but now we don't want, well, our war is not against flesh and blood, but it's against spiritual enemies. Ephesians 6:12. For we do not wrestle against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this age, against the spiritual hosts of wickedness in heavenly places. This verse says that we are dealing with principalities, powers, rulers of darkness, wicked spirits in heavenly places. This is Satan's demonic forces that he has arrayed against us. If you remember reading with Daniel, he prayed, but it was 22 days before the angel got there with the answer. And he said, I was dispensed the minute you prayed, but he kept praying. 22 days later, the angel got there with the answer. And he said, I had to fight in the heavenlies with the prince of Persia. Now, we have to realize that Satan does not want us to succeed. He does not want us to have victory. And he tries to keep us from retaining victory. Jesus said in Matthew 16:18, I will build my church and the gates of hell will not prevail against it. Now, I was just over in Israel, y'all know what, 2 years ago, I guess, this month. And we were there with the guide up in northern Israel at a place called the Temple of Pan. And they called that place the Gates of Hell. And that's because they had a continual fire burning there. And they sacrificed human sacrifices, babies, kids, children, adults, continually. And they called it the Gates of Hell. And I did this sermon. This is the second time I've done it. First time I did it was last Wednesday night at Rhema Church in Tulsa. And there was a guy from Israel in the service, and he came up to me after service and he said, you're exactly right. That was what was called the Gates of Hell. And everybody over there knows that that was called the Gates of Hell. And he said, you're exactly right. That's where Jesus was. And he pointed at that when he said, the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. And the eternal fire. I mean, you know, the similarities are there. Now, Jesus defeated the demonic forces with the death, burial, and resurrection at Calvary. Colossians 2:15 says, having disarmed principalities, powers, he made a public spectacle of them, triumphing over them in it. Now, we do not, in our Western world, do not understand this public spectacle of them. But if you'll go back and read in world history, whenever a conquering king would conquer another king, they would bring them back and parade them in the streets of the city in various stages of dress to humiliate them and to make a public spectacle out of them. And that is what Paul is referring to in Colossians when he makes this statement that he made a public spectacle out of it. He is referring to how that those opposing kings would make a public spectacle out of the conquerors. Jesus conquered the Satan and made a public spectacle of him. You know, it may be impossible for us. We say we can't run through a troop. No, you probably can't. But it's no major task for you to run through a troop that's already been defeated, because Jesus said, I've already defeated the devil. Yes, come on now. Amen. We need to understand that. See, Christ's victory is our victory. Christ's triumph is our triumph. You know, we need to operate in Christ's victory. We don't have to get the victory. Paul said in 1 Corinthians 15:57, but thanks be to God who gives us victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. Then he said in 2 Corinthians 2:14, now thanks be to God who always leads us in triumph in Christ. We have to determine that we are going to walk in Christ's victory, realizing that we don't have to obtain the victory. It's already been obtained. All we have to do is believe it and walk in it and receive it. See, we make progress against our enemy by believing what the Bible says and saying what the Bible says. Yeah. You know, the Bible says, no weapon formed against me will prosper. Well, I believe that. And so I tell the enemy, I don't care if whatever you bring against me cannot prosper. Yeah. Amen. In other words, it can't succeed would be another way to say that. Amen. See, we need to maintain an attitude of victory all the time. Turn to your neighbor and say, you need to maintain the attitude of victory. Now, let's look at the rest of this. By my God, I can leap over a wall. Now, historically, looking at this, probably David is thinking, because in that day, they had the walled cities. And if you're going to get into that city and take it and conquer it, you have to go over the wall. You know, if you know anything about Texas history, I was born in Texas and grew up in Texas, and you take Texas history in junior high school, and then you take it again in high school, and you have to pass a test, or used to when I went to school and my wife went to school. You had to pass a test on Texas history before you could graduate from high school. But you probably, many of you probably heard of the Alamo and how that 100 and some odd men held off 13,000 Mexican soldiers for, I forget how many days now. But it was because they were inside of that wall's mission, had the wall around it. And until they broke over the wall, they couldn't take the place. This is probably what David is talking about when he's talking about I can leap over a wall. He's probably talking about, with your help, I can scale the fortified walls of the city and obtain victory. I want you to notice that he says that he's saying that he can do all this before he's ever doing it with his God. He said, by my God. Yes. He didn't say, I'm doing it. He said, by my God, I can do it. Yes. Now, we probably don't have any walls that we need to jump over, but we do have some things that represent walls in our lives. Circumstances, situations, obstacles that come up in our life that we have to face. Of course, I guess I'm the only one that's been in that predicament, but as the head of Rhema, I face situations and obstacles daily. Nanette and I do, and Craig and Denise, and as we You know, we got 252 Bible schools in 50 nations. And, what, 3,000 churches pastored by Rhema grads and missionaries all over the world. And, you know, you get in a lot of different things. Well, I just always say, God, no obstacle can stop us. You need to get that attitude. No obstacle can stop me. I will come out victorious. See, when you face your situation and your circumstance, you don't have to, you know, you can't face it and be afraid. You got to believe that you can do it before you ever do it. Now, any of you that have ever played ball on a ball team have heard a coach tell you that. I've had many coaches tell me that many times. Hagin, you got to believe you can do it before you can do it. And, you know, a coach would come by and he'd say, okay, see yourself catching the touchdown pass. See yourself making the winning basket. See yourself hitting the ball and scoring. You know, that's something in the natural, but we got to see ourselves doing this according to what the Bible says.
Yes, amen.
Because the Bible says, don't be dismayed or don't be afraid. If you are afraid that you're going to lose before you ever step on a football field, there's no use you putting on your helmet, no use you putting on your equipment, get on there because you are going to lose. No use even play the game. If you don't think you can win before you step across those lines, you might as well not step across the line. It's the truth. If you don't believe what this word says, there's no use of going against the enemy because he's going to beat you every time. But if you believe what the word of God says, that Jesus is the conqueror, then that the enemy is under our feet, then you can succeed. And you will succeed. See, Isaiah 41:10. I like Isaiah 41:10. It says, fear not, for I am with you. Be not dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you. Yes, I will help you. I will uphold you with my righteous right hand. Now, I like the way the New Living Translation says it. Don't be afraid, for I am with you. Don't be discouraged, for I am your God. I will strengthen you and I help you. I will uphold you with my victorious hand. See, he arose from the grave, victorious over death, hell, and the grave. See, as a believer, we never face our circumstances alone. God is with us. God will strengthen you. He will uphold you with that victorious hand. You know, the obstacle may look big to you, but it's not big to God. You know, my favorite verse of scripture, and many times people come up with my books and stuff and they ask me to sign it, or a Bible or something, they ask me to sign it. And I really don't see what good it does, but I always try to oblige people, be nice. But I always write the scripture underneath my name, Luke 18:27. And I say, you can forget my name, but don't ever forget this scripture. The things which are impossible with man are possible with God.
Amen.
You either believe that or you don't.
Yes, amen.
You either act like that so or you don't. You know, love, well, let me say it this way. I should have said, the victorious attitude that the Apostle John had. And in 1 John 4:4, we all know this, he said, you are of God, little children, and have overcome them, because he who is in you is greater than he who is in the world.
Yes, amen.
And the Apostle Paul said, what, know you not that you're the temple of the Holy Spirit, the temple of God? And then again in 1 John 5:4-5, John says, for whoever is born of God overcomes the world, and this is the victory that has overcome the world, our faith. Who is he that overcomes the world but he who believes that Jesus is the Son of God? See, you got to have the attitude of victory that John had, the same attitude. Maintain that. Nothing in this life can overcome you because you're with God. And it go right back. Greater is he that's in me than he that's in the world. Greater is God than any circumstances. We just sing it. My God is greater. And this will go right along with what the psalmist David said here. My God. You know, we realize that, hey, we all face circumstances. We all face situations. All of us do. Anybody that says they don't, something's wrong with them. Or they're not living one. Because we all face different kinds of obstacles. And how many of you here have never had an obstacle or a circumstance or a situation come up in your life? Thank God I didn't see any hands, because if I had, we'd have had to call a prayer meeting for liars. See, with God, we can turn all of these situations that the enemy meant for stumbling blocks in our past, we can turn them into stepping stones. When I was growing up with my dad, and things would happen, and I'd say, well, Dad, what are we going to do now? He said, just another opportunity, son, to prove God's word works. Amen. He always maintained that attitude of victory. That was he always do. Now, let's look at one final thing here in this scripture. He says, for by you I can run against a troop, by my God. That's an important statement. My God. David said he could do these things because of his God. My God, he said. Not somebody else's God. Not the unknown God, as some people say. No, he wasn't depending on his father's God. He wasn't talking about some supreme being, not the man upstairs. I've heard all these statements. No, if you're gonna have the power of God with you, he's got to become your God. Amen. Not just your church's God, your God. A personal, this says that David had a personal relationship with God. That's why he could say, my God. See, if you have a personal relationship with somebody, you commune with them. You communicate. How do we communicate with God? With prayer and reading of the Bible. That's how we communicate with God. Some people say God never talks to them. Well, you know, if you've never read the Bible, because that's God talking right there. Amen. If you want God to talk to you, read the Bible. See, if we are going to prevail over our enemy, then we have to get to the point that it's my God, not somebody else's God. See, so many times people go and they want to get somebody else to pray for them because they think that they're closer to God. Well, you can be close to God too. You need to be that close that it's just my God. You know, we guys and ladies that are married, we say, my wife, my husband, my children, or our children. That denotes a personal relationship. When you're just talking about our God, that's why I haven't changed that song to my God, because it denotes a personal relationship with God. It's not out here sort of generic. I mean, it comes back personal. My God. You know, we have to determine that with my God's help, I can overcome. I can be victorious. I can live a victorious life. You know, now we're no match for the enemy by ourselves. We have to have my God. You know, we're not smart enough. Our intellect is not strong enough. Our strength is not strong enough. The only way to make it through your obstacles, oppositions, impossible situations is with God's help. Amen. Yes, amen. David made it clear that all of his victories was because of God helping him.
Yes.
Now, you know, some people say, well, I wish God did help me. Well, that tells me that they don't have a relationship with him. Because if they had a relationship, they would read in here and they would know, it would say that God never leaves you nor forsakes you.
Amen.
That he's always with you.
Yes.
You have to get to that point. David made it clear that all of his victories come because God was helping him.
Amen.
His secret was to declare what he could do with God's help. He did it before he ever went out to do it.
Yes.
He told the giant what he was going to do before he ever did it.
Yes.
But he didn't say he's going to do it in his strength. He said, I'm going to do it in the strength of the Lord God of Israel.
Yes.
My God, he said, I'm going to do it through him, not through me. He said what he was going to do. We need to learn to be able to say what we're going to do because of what God says.
Yes.
No, not what we say. What does God say? If God said it, then you can say it, and you can claim it, and you can receive it, and you can have it.
Amen.
You know, we need to rise up and begin to say, I can because of my God.
Amen.
I can because of my God. I want us all to stand right now. And we're going to make, and don't do this unless you really believe it. We're going to make, I want you to follow me with a confession. God is my God.
God is my God.
He is my helper.
He is my helper.
I declare what I can do.
I declare what I can do.
With God's help.
With God's help.
With his supernatural power.
With his supernatural power.
I can overcome every obstacle.
With God helping me,
I can overcome everything that the enemy brings against me. By faith I declare the things which do not exist yet, they exist because I call them into existence. Because God called things that were not as though they were. By faith, I declare what I can do with God's help. By faith, I declare the outcome before it happens. Now put your hands up and thank God for it. Thank God that he is your God. He's your strength. He's your power. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Glory to God. Anybody get anything out of this tonight?
Amen.
Hey, you know, sometimes we can just take one scripture and really get some good stuff out of it if we just look at it in depth and begin to look at it the way the writer was writing it and what he was writing from. David was writing from having all of the battles that he had and all of the things that happened in his life. If you want to read some good stories, go there in Samuel, 1 and 2 Samuel, read about David. That's a good storyline right there. If, you know, praise the Lord. Well, if there happens to be anyone in here tonight that doesn't know Christ as your Savior, or anyone here that needs to rededicate their life to God, I want to pray with you. If you're that, if that's you, if you just step out and come down here, well, I'll pray with you and you won't leave here like you came. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord. Everybody reach your hands out as we pray. Heavenly Father, thank you for Dennis. I thank you that every spiritual need in his life will be met tonight in Jesus' name. Amen. Hey, I want you to go up, Brother Glenn, there, and he's going to pray with you and give you some books and some things. Praise the Lord. Let's give him a hand as he goes. Praise God. Young man, I met him before service. He's stationed over at Tinker, and he came to service tonight. Praise the Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. He knows about Rhema. He took a picture to send back to his mom because said she'll be so excited about that. Praise the Lord. Anybody need prayer for healing tonight? If you step out and come up here, I'll pray for you. Praise the Lord. The Bible says they lay hands on the sick and they shall recover. Right? Amen. Praise God. Well, yes, first-time guests. Would Jane and you go get these first-time guests and let's help them to, we want to give you all a special gift, okay? Praise the Lord. First-time guests. Hallelujah. Oh, he wants to pray. All right, Corey. Let's pray for Corey for healing right now. Father, in the name of Jesus, we lay hands on Corey according to the word of God. I thank you that the healing power of God is flowing in this body to effect a healing and a cure in Jesus' name. Amen and amen and amen. Well, here comes some more. Come on. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Heavenly Father, we lay hands on him. We thank you for the healing power of God that's flowing into these bodies. I thank you that that healing power will drive out sickness and disease. I thank you for completeness and wholeness in Jesus' name according to the word of God. Amen and amen and amen. Praise the Lord. Well, raise your hands and thank God for the healing power of God in Jesus' name. Amen. Praise God. Glory to God. Remember, next week, we start at what time?
4:30.
What time?
4:30.
We're going to have some good eats, and then we'll have service after that. Don't forget, bring some side dishes and especially some of them good desserts, okay? All right. God bless you. Shake hands with people as we're dismissed tonight. God bless.